a lot of your people who were brought up under the Victorian mannerism would still refer to it as a male horse, or they would say bull. It doesn't seem to be so bad, but it seems that they would stick to the male animal.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the hair on the back of the hog that stands up when he gets mad.
Bristle.
And his long teeth.
Tush.
Well, how about two of them?
Well, you said tush.
Tush. Did you grow any sheep?
No, we never had sheep.
Did you ever hear the word ram as a child? I'm wondering if by extension this was a hidden word also.
Well, now I don't know, because the word sheep might have been mentioned as a whole, but we never had sheep, so I would not have heard them discuss either way.
The male and female today would be called?
I suppose it would be called a ram. Eve. But I still think, if I were referring to them, having never known anything else, I'd just say male and female.
I see.
I think that was grown before I knew what an Eve and a ram was.
I see. How about wild? I forgot to ask you, did you remember anything about wild hogs?
Not wild hogs in this area. No. I think I've heard some wild stories among the hunters when they would maybe visit about hunting the wild boars, they called them. They did say wild boars, wild hogs. We had rabbit. They hunted for rabbit. And that was our one of meat sometimes. And possum. They went possum hunting. That was a one of sport. And they were, they were delicious cooked. My grandmother could cook them. She would boil them and then bake them, and she'd put an apple inside and then sweet potatoes around them.
Sure.
They're very rich, very.
Is it like pork?
No, it's very greasy, fat type meat. It's a very rich.
Would it taste like pork, or is it more wild?
No, it's a wildlife flavor, but my grandmother said that baking an apple in wildlife took away some of the wild flavor that was not good. And then they hunted for coon, and they were cooked in the same way. And then once in a while, I can remember, they would go down into the Mississippi bottomlands, or as we referred to it then, down Mississippi bottom, turkey hunting, and get a wild turkey. And very rarely did we ever have squirrel. We had squirrels on the farm, but my grandfather loved them. He'd die if anybody killed one.
Is that right?
And the only way you'd get a squirrel is to be sick, and squirrel stew was supposed to be very nourishing, very good for you, and he would kill it himself and bring it to you. But squirrels, and I still would not eat squirrel, because to me it was, I was taught it was something you should not kill.
Did you have both the red and gray?
We had the gray squirrel, and then there were a few of the red, which was referred to as the fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking of that. Did you have any thing that looks like a squirrel and runs in the ground?
Yes.